Intonation is a variation of pitch when speaking. Many languages use pitch semantically. For instance, to convey surprise and irony, or to change a statement to a question. Such languages are called intonation languages. English and French are well-known examples of intonation languages. So, you might have rising intonation or falling intonation. Rising intonation is where the pitch of the voice increases. Falling intonation is where the pitch decreases over time. So, for example, if you say yes or yes, no, no, then this change in the pitch doesn't mean that the word changes meaning. Yes will still mean yes, but it gives the listener an indication that you have a yes, but perhaps with a hesitation, or a yes with a question, or your yes with determination. Now, this differs according to some other languages. And here, if you change the pitch, then you change what the actual word means. For example, in Chinese and Thai. And therefore, these languages are known as tone languages, because if you change the pitch, then if you change the tone, then there is a significant difference in meaning. Whereas in English and French, these are intonation languages where there is no difference in the actual meaning of the word, but you might be informed slightly differently. An intermediate position is occupied by languages with tonal word accent, for example, Japanese and Swedish, which has a few words where a different tone affects meaning. So, anden, tanken, tomten, and is it the tomt, which is the area around the house, or is it the guy with the big beard who appears at Christmas every now and again? So, differences in tone affect a handful of words in Swedish and Japanese. So, English is an intonation language, whereas Chinese is a tone language, and Swedish has an intermediate position, which has a handful of words, which changes meaning when you use a different tone.